Andre Ward joins us on Sports Byline, Olympic gold medalist who is the current WBA super, WBC, and ring super middleweight champion. And he is undefeated in 26 professional fights, and he was slated to fight WBC and WBO middleweight champion Kelly Pavlik on the 26th. However, he sustained an injury, and that fight has been postponed. I know you had surgery. What did they do, and where are you in the recuperative process, Andre?
I repaired a shoulder capsule and cleaned up some things. And, you know, I've been boxing for 20 years now, so these kind of things happen. It's just wear and tear, but based on what was done in surgery and the success of the surgery, I think I'll be, you know, even better in terms of just the right shoulder. When I come back, I just think it's going to be, you know, just stronger. And I'm just taking advantage of this time, however long that I'm going to be out.
You know, in talking to other athletes, one thing I've always come up with is that when an athlete is injured, they know they're in a sport where injury can happen, and they kind of fight through the pain and everything. In your particular case, and particularly with boxers, what is it that told you this was something serious and that you needed to have something done about it instead of going through with the fight?
Well, I mean, when it first happened, it wasn't anything too abnormal. I just felt, you know, a slight pain in my shoulder. But it was, you know, something a little bit different than I felt before. So I was a little bit concerned. I wasn't overly concerned. From there, I went and got treatment and actually continued treatment for the next 4 weeks. And it still didn't get fully better. So that's what really kind of was a red flag. And I went and got two other opinions, which I probably should have done a little bit earlier. Those opinions showed the tear. The other opinion confirmed it. And from there, we knew we had to go ahead and either get surgery or see if it would heal on its own, which was not really, the chances weren't in our favor. So I wanted to just get it done, go ahead and get it over with, and then start the rehab process, which I'm doing now.
Do you have any concern about maybe thinking about this, that you've had an injury, you've had surgery and everything? Because I always ask athletes, which is harder to heal, the mind or the body? In other words, I know the body's going to heal, but sometimes it plays on your mind that you've been injured.
Yeah, but I think it goes back to just overcoming, like you said. There is a mental aspect of overcoming an injury and getting back to where you were and being able to use the shoulder, the knee, whatever it is that was previously injured, but I have to get through it. I mean, you know, my career is literally at stake, and I don't think at the end of the day that it's going to stop me from being what I was. I mean, it's something that I'm preparing for, and at some point I'm going to get the green light to throw it and use it like I used to, and I'm going to have to trust that it's prepared.
Andre, I've always been interested, and I have a chance to ask somebody articulate and that's in the sport this question. Fighters will go up and down in weights to take on bouts and everything. How hard is that, and what does one have to guard against if they go, you know, give up too much weight or even take on too much weight?
Well, it's always a challenge either way, I think. You have some guys who just have the type of body like probably a Floyd Mayweather where he walks around at his fight weight, so in other words, he may walk around at 150 pounds and only have to drop a few pounds to get to 147 pounds. So a guy like that could probably easily go to 140, and he's shown that he can even go beyond 147 to 154 and fight. So if you go down, you have to make sure that it's not just something you can do, but it's something that you can do and still be very efficient at. For example, I'm 168 pounds. A lot of people say, can you make 160? Yeah, I can make 160, but I won't be any good once I do it. In terms of going up, you run the risk of fighting, you know, a fighter that's bigger, stronger. So there's inherently more risk when you go up in weight. But for myself, other champions have done it. Roy Jones, Floyd Mayweather, Bernard Hopkins. These guys have been multi-divisional champions. I've proven that I can be a champion at 168. At some point, I want to go up to 175, take on that extra risk, and prove that I can be a champion at the higher weight class.
As you go up or go down, Andre, do you have to adjust your style to be able to fight at a particular weight? I mean, are there certain things that you know you can't do or you can do, and so therefore you adjust your style of fighting?
To a degree. I mean, it depends on the fighter that I'm fighting, and you really don't know what type of adjustments you're going to have to make until you get in there. If I'm in there with a guy that's probably a lot stronger than I thought he was, and he's hitting a lot harder, I may have to make some adjustments in terms of, hey, I can't stand here as long, or I can't engage with him as long as I normally would with a guy my size, so I have to box more. I may get in there and find out that I'm just as strong as this guy, and we planned on boxing, but maybe I can walk this guy down and possibly knock him out. So those adjustments come, obviously, in preparation, but also more so you know, in within the ebbs and flows of an actual fight, with the experience that I've garnered over the years, I'm pretty seamless when it comes to making those adjustments, and I think that's a big part of my game.
You know, it's interesting you bring that up, Andre, because I was talking to a friend of mine that I really respect in the sport of boxing, and I said to him, I said, what is Andre Ward's greatest asset? He smiled and he said to me, he is adaptable. During the course of a fight, he can make adjustments. And he said, not everybody can do that. They will lock themselves into a particular way of fighting, and they won't adjust to how the fight is moving on, how the opponent is changing as well. I thought that was quite a compliment. Do you feel you do that a lot?
Yeah, I think when I feel like I do, to answer the question, when I've watched, you know, other fighters in the past, even present great fighters of today, that's one asset and one attribute that I've seen in great fighters, and that's the ability to not be one-track minded, to not be one-dimensional, but multi-dimensional. If you're going to last at the highest level, not just win a championship, but if you're going to win it and keep it for a long time, I've yet to see a fighter that was one-dimensional keep a championship for an extended period of time. So that being said, my coach, my godfather, Virgil Hunter, that's something we always worked on. I can remember being a young fighter fighting older, stronger guys, and I'd come back to the corner and say, hey, he's doing this, or, you know, he's pushing on my head, or he's hitting me low, or, you know, he's hitting me with a right hand, and instead of trying to give me the perfect scenario, he'd say, well, do something about it. So that forced me to, on the fly, in the heat of the moment, use my brains and come up with an answer. And that's just translated into my amateur career when I fought at the highest level at the Olympics and now in the professional rank. So I think that's a major part of my game. It's a major asset, and it sustained me thus far.
How hard is it to become a champion, and which is harder, becoming one or staying a champion?
Wow, that's a great question. If I had to choose one, I'd probably say staying a champion, because in this day and age, taking nothing away from the champions of today, within the politics and you know, the sport and how things are ran, to a degree, if a particular fighter has the right team behind him, meaning manager, promoter, advisor, et cetera, he can be maneuvered and positioned into a title shot where maybe not the best guy in the division. They can say, hey, the title is vacant. You know, we can maneuver this guy, get him a high ranking, and then you can fight this guy. Now you're a champion. But once you become the champion, you have to be able to defend against the top 10, and that's one tough guy, one durable guy after another. So I would say keeping the championship, and again, not just in the ring, but being able to stay focused in the midst of having the belts, in the midst of getting all the attention and being the man, so to speak, still working hard and still staying true to, you know, what you're supposed to do outside the ring. So I think keeping the championship is a lot harder than actually winning.
One of the things that I respect about you as a boxer is the fact that you're always even keeled. And I've had my friends who are outstanding athletes in other sports tell me, particularly Joe Morgan, the Hall of Famer, said, on the day you go 4-for-4, you better remember the day you went 0-for-4. And that always seems to be something that applies to sports. And I respect about you is the fact that you're able to tune out noise. And in your particular case, that noise is, well, Andre Ward can't do this, he can't do that. And you seem to just disregard that totally, like you're not trying to satisfy anybody but Andre Ward. Am I correct in that observation?
Well, yeah. I mean, I ultimately know that there's been a lot of loud talkers in the sport of boxing, and, you know, with the exception of maybe Muhammad Ali, Floyd Mayweather, you know, most of those guys are shooting stars. That it comes and it goes. Guys make a lot of noise, but at the end of the day, your body of work speaks. And don't get me wrong, I get fired up. But I get fired up more internally. Like, I'm, you know, the way I prepare and the way I think. I mean, I'm always turned up and really fired up internally and just thinking about the sport. Man, it's what I got to do. I want to be the best. So I kind of drive myself internally. I don't really show a lot of external bravado from that standpoint. So I think people think that, oh, he's kind of a, you know, docile type of guy. But then when I get in the ring, they kind of see me unleash that, you know, the beast, so to speak, and they see a different individual. And that's just, you know, I know that my body of work will speak for itself and will show people that, hey, you were wrong without me actually saying that they were wrong.
After 26 fights, you are now what I would call a veteran fighter. And I'm just wondering, as you take a look at where you are, what is it that brings Andre Ward satisfaction, not only at this point in his career, but also after each and every fight? Because I'm sure, like any young athlete, they're excited about being in a particular sport. But when they become that veteran athlete, their assessment of what makes them happy about the sport that they're playing tends to change a little bit. Where are you in that process of enjoyment of what you do and your assessment of what you do?
Well, the first and foremost, I'm just thankful that God has blessed me with the talent. He blessed me with the gift. And for that, you know, that's the first thing that brings me joy, is just to want to just work hard and you know, not squander that gift and that talent. In terms of the sport as a whole, it's just a blessing to be able to fight at a high level and do something that I love to do, even though it's a dangerous sport, it's a very physical sport. This is what I grew up doing. So to be able to do it, I don't want to take that lightly, because, you know, not being able to do it right now in a situation like with my shoulder, you sit back and you reflect, and I realize how much I want to do it, and it makes you appreciate what you can do even more so. So even now that I'm getting the green light to do little things, like, hey, you can ride the spinning bike now. Another couple of weeks, you'll be able to run. Hey, you'll be able to shadow box. Now you can hit the bag. Like, I'm almost starting from scratch, and it just makes me appreciate it even more. And for that, I want to max out. I never wanted to be a guy who looked up and said, man, I have talent. But I wasn't serious about the sport. And then my time passed me by, because at some point, Andre Ward is going to get old. And when that time comes, I want to look back and be satisfied with not only my accomplishments, but the effort that I put in when people were looking under the lights, but also when nobody was looking.
How important is a discipline of mind? And what I mean by that, Andre, I can't think of any other sport beside boxing in which there is so much downtime between competition. I mean, during basketball season, you got a couple of days, maybe between the next game, football a week, that sort of thing. But boxing, you told me you wanted to fight twice this year. That's a lot of downtime between events. And how hard is it to control the mind with that kind of downtime?
It depends. I mean, the situation I'm in now is a little bit different, because I feel like I'm trying to fight to get back.
Right.
So I'm very motivated from that standpoint. But you know, before the injury, you know, there's downtime. There's 3-4 months, and because I'm away from my family for extended periods of time, you know, I find myself just kind of relishing that, enjoying those moments, taking my kids to their practices, enjoying my wife, enjoying my kids. But even in the midst of that, for some reason, my mind is always on the sport. I'm always going through my mental reps. And I can't speak for anybody else, but that's just me. You know, I find myself shadow boxing in the house or watching fights or just, you know, talking about the sport. And that just lets me know that I still got the love for it. I still got passion for it. And I think when that starts to wean and I don't feel that same way, it's probably time to hang the gloves up.
We only got 2 minutes left, Andre, but when you think about the great fighters, and you seem to be somebody that has an appreciation for the history of boxing, what is it, the commonality that they all have had, especially if they've been able to endure as a champion for a long period of time?
Well, I think just a desire to be the best and a desire to win. You know, not everybody has that. Not everybody who straps on a helmet, who has a basketball in their hand, a baseball in their hand, not every athlete, believe it or not, really has a strong desire to win. Some, you know, are just happy with exercising their gift. You know, whatever happens, happens, and I'm okay with it. But I personally, I've kind of been a little bit different. Don't know why I'm wired like that, but I really don't like to lose, and that's dated back since I've been a little kid. I am a sore loser, and because of that, you know, I just want to always put myself in a position to not only compete but to win. That's just me. I just want to be the best out there, and if I fall short, that's where my bar is set. And I think that's what you see in the greats of past times, whether it's in boxing, baseball, whatever major sport it is. Those guys want to win, and you see that in their play.
In about 35 seconds, is fun have to be a part of it, because it is sport, even though it's professional sport?
Absolutely. I think you got to enjoy what you do. If you don't, again, it may be time to stop doing what you're doing. And again, for me, I still enjoy it, and it's really refreshing. Being an athlete and seeing other athletes enjoy what they do, even though they're competing at the highest level, they got a smile on their face, or you just sense that, man, this individual really likes what they're doing, and I think you have to.
I want to thank you, Andre. Every conversation we have ever had has been so insightful, and I've had people tell me how much they've enjoyed and appreciated how articulate you are about a sport like this, one that maybe a lot of people don't understand. You are welcome back here anytime, my friend, and I hope you'll maybe be able to find a way to join us with the troops down at Guantanamo in Cuba in April. So thanks a lot, my friend. Take care, and I look forward to talking to you soon.
Well, I appreciate that. Thanks for your time.
Andre Ward with us again, Olympic gold medalist who is the current WBA super, WBC, and ring super middleweight champion, has a perfect record at 26-0, and 14 of those 26 wins have been by knockout. We continue with more of You in Sports Byline.